Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, another stupid headline that's circulating out there, that the birth control pill shrinks women's brains, okay? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But I got to tell you, this is an interesting study. This is interesting, all right? And we got to talk about it. All I know is we women do not need any more bad PR on hormones and the pills and our brain sizes and all that, okay? It's and, you know, size doesn't matter. Okay, you know, when women say size doesn't matter, it's not what guys think it means. It means it doesn't matter what the size of our brain is. Okay, we're smart. That's really what we're talking about, not the other. Everybody's like, oh, you're talking about, yeah. No, we're not. We're talking about our brains. So, well, I am. That's what I talk about. So, there was a study, very interesting, where they, I think it was presented at the... it was done, I believe, at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, and it was, oh my gosh, I don't know who, there was some big radiology conference, I apologize, I don't know, well, if I was invited, but I know, oh, here it is, the Radiological Society of North America. So it was at this big annual meeting, where what they did is they looked at women, and it was really small, I think it was only 50 women, and they did MRIs of the brain, and they found that the hypothalamus was about 6% smaller in women who regularly took the birth control pill. Now, for those of us who understand what the birth control pill is, we're like, ah, that would make a little sense. Why? Okay, so what are birth control pills? Okay, well, so birth control pills, the majority of them have estrogen and progesterone. And they prevent one from getting pregnant by two mechanisms. Okay? If we didn't have the birth control pill, our cycle is a very, very complex machine. It's very beautifully choreographed, where your levels slowly rise throughout that month, but you need a spike from your hypothalamus and pituitary to make your ovaries ovulate by, let's say, day 14. And the brain is waiting for signals to hit that signal to make that ovary pop out an egg. But if your hormones are kind of steady state, the brain's like, oh, okay, well, there's plenty of hormones. I don't need to shoot a signal down. So the birth control pill kind of helps prevent that hypothalamus needing to signal. And the hypothalamus, it does a lot of things. It regulates body temperature, it regulates emotions, it's involved in a whole variety of things. But it's definitely involved in the whole endocrine neuro system, where it'll shoot out a signal for us to shoot out a hormone, depending on where the body part is, including like thyroid. Okay, hypothalamus will trigger the pituitary to trigger the thyroid to do something. So another thing that birth control does is it thickens the cervical mucus. So the cervix is kind of like our uterus is like a light bulb, where the white is the uterus, and then the silver is the cervix. That kind of has to dilate when you know, go into labor. Oh, she's 10 centimeters. That's the silver part of the light bulb or the cervix. If the cervix mucus is thickened, sperm can't get through, and birth control will do that. Now, that's the birth control pill. There's other sorts of birth control where it's progesterone only, and, there's a whole other sort of, there's many different mechanisms that can interfere with cervical mucus or sperm motility getting to the egg or you from ovulating to begin with. And so if the purpose of birth control pills is to tell the brain, I got this, don't worry, I got this, then the hypothalamus doesn't have to work. They get to go on break. Okay? Right? Get to take a break. Well, the less the hypothalamus is used, these doctors postulate, then the less size needs to increase. I mean, it doesn't have to compensate. Like, you know, some of you guys have goiters with your thyroid, and you were diagnosed with low thyroid, not because of how you felt, but you had a big mass in your neck. Well, because the gland kept growing to make the hormone to fill the need. You were low in hormone, so the brain kept signaling and yelling at it to grow, and then your thyroid grew to make extra hormone because there was some mechanism that was off causing you to have low thyroid. A little bit similar here. So 150 million women in the world take oral contraceptives. I think they only looked at 50 of them. They did MRI scans. And, or 21 of those 50 were on a combination birth control, so estrogen and progesterone. And when they MRI'd them, they found that the hypothalamus was about 6% smaller. What does that mean? For me, I don't really give a heart and doot. I mean, I took birth control when I took birth control. I've been on a whole variety of birth control. I think my hypothalamus is fine. Okay? Don't be messing with my hypothalamus. My hypothalamus is fine. Okay? Let it be. Leave it alone. Please don't tick off my hypothalamus. But for others, it might have to then, it could affect aggression. It could affect, they think their hypothalamus size could be involved in depression. You know, birth control pills have been related to depression. So maybe there is. So, you know, I'm not saying this study is complete crap. Okay, I'm not saying that. I think the headlines are complete crap when they say that birth control pills, shrinks a woman's brain. I think that's ridiculous. And, you know, another thing they could do, by the way, is you could take transgender women, men transitioning to women, and MRI their brains and see if the hormones are causing any structural changes in the brain. So this is very testable. And maybe it does. Maybe it does shrink part of the brain. Does that mean we really lose function? You know, I say no. And the reason why is when women want to get pregnant after being on birth control, we used to say decades ago, well, you got to wait a couple months. They found out that was BS. You could get pregnant right away. You could stop the birth control, and they have found women getting pregnant right away, which means the brain's functioning fine. I mean, that means it's triggering that egg to ovulate. It's, you know, now, a neuroscientist may be like, well, technically a 6% decrease in hypothalamic function might cause whatever. Well, that's fine. That's why, you know, you're not as sexy as the other doctors, okay? Because, you know, you're totally kind of, you know, raining on a parade here. But, you know, what I take from this is everything we do has an effect on our body. And don't be shocked if us taking birth control, you know, might change, you know, some of our brain structure. I'm not surprised by that. But do not let a headline make you think that we women are dumb, okay? Because we're not pretty smart. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Jackson State University of Mississippi had reported a few minutes ago that there was an active shooter on campus. This was at 12:39 p.m. The entire campus community, they said, should take shelter immediately. This was in a tweet. The campus is currently on lockdown. We will notify you when the situation is resolved. Well, the lockdown has been lifted. An active shooter was reported on campus. School officials say there is no longer a threat of an active shooter. But Jackson Police Department is investigating a shooting on campus on Lynch Street, where a man was wounded in a shooting just after 11 a.m. They have not provided any motive information on a motive or suspect. WLBT crews at the scene saw somebody being loaded into an ambulance. The extent of the injuries is unclear. School officials said the shooter is in a black Honda Accord. with license plate MACO214. So he should be pretty easy to find. Very, very scary stuff. We'll keep you guys posted. But the lockdown has been lifted, from what I understand. Students can't go back to class. Again, people don't realize these colleges are like little cities. I mean, that's why they have to have their own police. They have to have food. They have to have, these universities that, teach 20, 30, 40,000 kids. That's like a little, this one is bigger than a city. And so, people get shocked, like, oh, how could that happen on campus? Well, because it's a city. You have people in and out, and there's no walls or, coming onto campus. Anybody could come onto campus. I go to UNLV. I went to UNLV as a student, and I do a lot of things at UNLV. And it kind of worries me because it's just wide open. Anybody could park, walk onto campus. Now, there's security all over the place. But, it's not like university where it's locked and, Harvard seems a little bit more protected, I think, because I think you have to cross the river but still, it's not like you got to go through a gate. Not like you got to get a security code. You can't. It's tens of thousands of students go to these universities. So, scary stuff. We'll keep you guys posted. Interesting headlines I'm going to talk about today. Apparently, according to the National Review, Clinton donors have been charged in a massive campaign finance scheme. Did you guys hear about this? 8 people, including majoring Hillary Clinton donors and a witness in the Mueller investigation, have been charged in a massive campaign finance scheme. This goes to the Justice Department. The individuals conspired, quote, to make and conceal conduit and excessive campaign contributions, unquote, valued around $3.5 million in the 2016 election, according to announcement. The indictment does not specifically name the recipient of the donations, but apparently it went to groups allied allegedly with Clinton's presidential campaign. One of those charged is George Nader, a Lebanese-American businessman who was a witness in the Mueller report. Nader was also caught in 2018 in possession of child pornography, they say, and received partial immunity in exchange for testimony in the Mueller investigation. He faces up to 15 to 40 years of prison if convicted on child pornography charges. Okay, what? Did you guys hear that? Somebody who was caught in possession of child porn could get that charge lessened if they were a witness in the Mueller report. I don't buy that. I mean, I understand the whole idea of brownie points. I mean, I do that with, the Lord. And I'm like, okay, well, you know what? You know, to make up for any sins I've done, I'm going to be super good. I like the idea that I could, try to do extra good. But the problem is, if you sinned, you sinned. I mean, if I ate pork when I wasn't supposed to, you can't undo that. So if you possess child porn, I don't care how much you kiss the government's butt. I mean, you have to do the time for the crime. So that's interesting. They say another indictment on campaign finance charges was Ahmad Andy Khawaja, who hosted a fundraiser for Clinton in L.A. in 2016. He conspired, allegedly, to conceal campaign donations from 16 to 18. Khawaja owns an online payments company used by debt collectors, offshore gamblers, and pornographers, they say. The company has made numerous campaign donations to both Democrats and Republicans. Nader also gained access to the Trump administration, meeting with the president on several occasions. Nader has experience in international diplomacy, has served as a diplomatic conduit to the Middle East and Russia, and was an informal advisor to the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates. So, I'm not sure what the heck is going on with this campaign finance scheme. On one end, I get that in Hollywood, for those people that support Trump, people like Deborah Messing or whatever want them outed. I don't understand. You would think the liberals would be for freedom of choice and your liberties and not making you feel discriminated. But unfortunately, they have called for people being outed, and people do get discriminated against if they're Trump supporters. So I can understand how if somebody wants to give Trump $50, right, they want to keep that on the down low. All right, because there is, a lot of discrimination that now happens. This isn't a free world anymore. You don't have freedom of who you get to support. especially not in, you know, places of employment. But when you're donating millions, you know, and you're either, I don't know, or something like that, I don't even want to guess what could have gone on. So we're going to let that story just unfold, and we'll keep you guys posted. Now, Representative Devin Nunes is suing CNN. Did you guys hear about that? They are filing for a $435 million defamation lawsuit against CNN. Why? No, because they allege that CNN, which the lawsuit describes as the mother of fake news, published a demonstrably false hit piece on him. When they reported on November 22nd that a lawyer for Lev Parnas, an indicted associate of President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was a client willing to testify that Nunes met with last year with a former Ukrainian prosecutor in Vienna in an effort to get dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden. Nunes said he never traveled to Austria in 2018, never met or spoke with Viktor Shokin, the former prosecutor, and I guess he was in Libya and Malta and have pictures of that. So, Shokin apparently denied meeting with Nunes after the CNN report. CNN has tried to contact Nunes about the report prior to publication, they said, but the congressman has refused to speak to the network or any of its reporters. In his filing, Nunes claims CNN ran the story as an unmitigated act of retaliation against him because he refuses to talk to the network, and this angers CNN. USA Today is reporting this, has not been able to get a comment from CNN, but the reason I bring this up is this idea of fake news, and I think the media has completely lost a lot of its integrity. I'm not blaming any one source. But, you know, I'm very grateful for freedom of speech, and I could on air tell you my opinions, and I could basically say with freedom of speech whatever I want. But I have a duty, not only as a radio host and as a journalist, but as a doctor. And I can't sit here and tell you guys to drink battery acid. I might have the constitutional liberties to protect me to do that, but I don't. I have an ethical duty. All right? There's a work ethic. There's a job ethic. And me giving you something false is against every creed that we're supposed to follow in journalism and in medicine. Now, if I'm off on something, then I have to correct myself. And, you know, you will make mistakes. Remember that orifice story? There was maybe it was a typo, but I had talked to you guys about how men's orifices are dirtier than females and how they could spread more germs. Well, it wasn't orifice, it was offices. There was a study looking at men's offices. So I had the whole segment talked about orifices, and I realized when I made the mistake, I went on air the next day and said, sorry, guys, I didn't mean to say orifice, it was office. All right, mistakes happen, you own it, you apologize. Okay? Guys, I'm sorry, your orifices are fine. I read the study wrong. I really think there was a typo on that. Orifice, office, one letter. So, okay, then you own up to it. You go, my bad. But if news, and we're talking major news outlets that people respect and watch, and I watch all the news outlets because I want to get news and I want to get an opinion and form my opinion, is putting out there something that's fake, I think there has to be some sort of guidelines. I mean, if you have networks, which is unfortunately what's going on, where, you know, maybe they might not put false stuff out there, but they'll only give their take on something. I mean, it's very, you know, biased. It's, you know, and discriminatory. If you are going to give the whole story on one, you know, presidential candidate, you got to give the whole story on another one. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Anytime, any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The impeachment investigation into President Trump continues with a hearing in the House Judiciary Committee. One of the professors testifying before the committee is George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley.
I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger. I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments.
President Trump's business at the NATO summit being held in London is over, and the president and first lady are on their way back home. The president tweeted that he's done a lot over the last 2 days and is heading back to D.C. after the summit closes. He went on to cite great progress by NATO in the past 3 years. Now the president has been pressuring other NATO nations to increase their defense spending. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our biggest threats to national security is our youth and the shape they're in. Now, we're being told that a fifth of U.S. teens and a quarter of young adults have prediabetes. Okay, that's the age group where we're supposed to have the best metabolism and to be our skinniest. Now, we're prediabetic. Apparently, researchers reviewed data from 5,800 teens and young adults from 2005 to 2016. They found a quarter of young adults had dangerously high blood sugar levels, 18% of teens. And once you get diabetes, you're diabetic. Kind of like being pregnant. You could reverse diabetes, but if you don't have that ability to deal with your sugar, and unless you lose the weight and you lose those bad eating habits, you're diabetic. So responding to the report, Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the CDC, said poor diets, lack of exercise, and stress among young people today are to blame. The prevalence of prediabetes in adolescents and young adults reinforces the critical need for effective public health strategies that promote healthy eating habits, physical activity, and stress management. These lifestyle behaviors can begin early in a child's life and should continue through adolescence and adulthood to reduce onset of type 2 diabetes. They say previously the most common type of diabetes among children and young people was type 1. Now, we're starting to see type 2. So type 1 is where genetically, or something happens to their pancreas where they don't produce the insulin. And we talked about how insulin is like the key to the door, getting the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. But now we're seeing type 2 diabetes more and more in kids. Type 2 diabetes has long been more common in adults because it's associated with lack of diet and lack of exercise or a lack of a good diet. So if you've had a lot of years eating sugary and fatty diets, sitting around, you're going to be, as a middle-aged person, getting diabetes. But what are these kids doing? We now have generations of kids that have been on tablets, watching videos. And so they haven't been moving. You know, I have felt really guilty that my kids were in daycare, you know, because I worked right away. I had 2 weeks of maternity during residency, and then I took 3 days off when I had my practice after having a baby, so I went back to work after 3 days. And I felt guilty. I mean, I brought the baby, you know, the three-day one, I brought the baby to work, but then eventually I had to put the kid in daycare also. You know, by the time the kid was about a year or so, you know, because I breastfed and stuff like that, but I felt guilty that I had my kid in daycare. But you want to know what? In daycare, they had to move. They had to play with kids. They had to run around. They had to, you know. And so there's a chance that maybe I shouldn't feel as guilty because my kids at least got out there. Even though, I mean, moms that take care of their kids at home are giving their kids exercise too. But there's a lot of people that just hand their kid a tablet or just let their kid watch TV. And so this Disney Plus, we got it because we wanted to watch Mandalorian. So we got the Disney Plus, and, you know, a lot of parents are excited about that because then the kids could watch Disney movies all the time. You don't have to get the DVD. You could just play the Aladdin or play the Lion King or play the Frozen, and they get to watch the movie. And we're like, oh, that's great. That's fantastic. But, again, we don't want kids watching movies all the time. And at $6 a pop per month, parents are going to be like, no, we're going to get our money's worth. So we really need to kind of change the way we're parenting. We need our kids moving because right now our kids are acting like adults, middle-aged people sitting on the couch. And they're kids. The kids are supposed to be active. They're supposed to run around. They're supposed to be curious. This new data was published in the journal JAMA Pediatrics. It was gathered by responses from 1,500 people that answered a national health survey. And they showed staggering rates of prediabetes, particularly in males who were twice as likely to have prediabetes. Rates were highest among Hispanic young adults, lowest among white young adults. So, it's a problem, because if our kids, let's say, do have diabetes, that gets to be pretty expensive. A diabetic needs one or two medications per month. We also need to keep their blood pressure down. We need to protect their kidneys. We need to probably also lower their cholesterol. If we are starting to create a population of 20-some-year-olds on four medications, what do you think that's going to cost us in terms of health care? What about time off work? You know, kids, I mean, I had breakfast cereal growing up. You'd eat some breakfast cereal. It was Raisin Bran and things like that. And, yeah, we had some sugary stuff. I didn't like it. I didn't like Captain Crunch. I didn't like Count Chocula or Boo Berry and some of the other things. But I did like Fruit Loops and I did like Lucky Charms. But I remember Lucky Charms was a treat. I only got Lucky Charms when I went and visited my grandma. That's when we got Lucky Charms. But it wasn't an everyday thing because, again, the sugar. Then you have the school lunch, and then your parents cook something healthy. That's not what kids are eating anymore. They're eating fast food for lunch, fast food for dinner. So that's a problem. Now, many people aren't really worried about that. They're more worried about climate change. So this headline came out. Climate change could be making birds shrink in size. They say a staggering 600 million birds die every year in the U.S. Why? Because they collide with tall buildings. In Chicago, with its skyscrapers and location of a major migration path, is apparently the biggest killer. Now, if a bird was going to evolve, survival of the fittest, they would learn to not fly to a building. Right? Those with better eyesight, or bats with better sonar, would know, you know what? There's a big, tall, black, brown thing. Let me move. Or they'd get better night vision. I mean, this is going to be a survival of the fittest sort of thing. Dave Williard, however, collections manager emeritus at the city's Field Museum, says the dead birds have been an unexpected scientific windfall. Each morning in the spring and fall, when birds make their epic journey between Canada and Latin America, he has headed out to pick up dead animals from the street. I've just stopped for the season. The number of birds we get each day is variable. But the maximum is 300 in a day. 300 dead birds. Along with the volunteer group, since 1978, he has collected more than 100,000 dead birds. Carefully measuring them with a caliber and scale, cataloging the results by hand in a ledger. So now there's a comprehensive study of the unique and remarkably detailed data that he has amassed. Say North American migratory birds have been getting smaller over the past four decades, and their wingspan wider. The changes appear to be in response to a warming climate, he says. They said we had good reason to expect that increasing temperatures would lead to reductions in body size based on previous studies. Maybe they need less brown fat, I guess, to keep themselves warm. That's according to a professor from the University of Michigan. They say the thing that is shocking was how consistent it was. I was incredibly surprised that all these species were responding in similar ways. So you actually see a bunch of dead birds, and you see them tagged and measured. So biologists looked at 70,000 dead birds representing 52 species. They looked at thrushes, sparrows, and warblers that this Mr. Willard had logged between 1978 and 2016. Of those species, 49 saw statistically significant declines in body size. And the length of the tarsus, or lower leg bone, shrank by 2.4%. They say wing length showed a mean increase of 1.3%, with the species showing the fastest declines in their leg length and the most rapid gains in wing length. Okay, so they think that's because of climate warming. They say the temperatures at the birds' summer breeding grounds north of Chicago increased 1 degree Celsius over the course of the study. So with animal species, individuals tend to be smaller in warmer parts of the range. It's called Bergman's rule. Larger body sizes help animals in cold places stay warm, with smaller bodies holding on to less heat. But then they said that the wingspans have increased to compensate for smaller bodies that produce less energy for the incredibly long distances the birds travel. I took a lot of biology, took a lot of comparative anatomy. You know, if things are getting warmer, okay, if we are noticing we're getting warmer, yes, I guess our birds will change. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean it's my burger I'm eating. Okay, explain to me why my burger is changing the way a bird's wingspan is, you know, growing. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a mom is trying to warn others after an electric shock from a phone charger threw her daughter, quote, across the room. The mom, anonymous, took to Facebook group CPR Kids late last month to share her young daughter's story, telling others that the night the incident occurred could have ended a lot differently for her little one, who, again, not being identified. On November 25th, the woman's daughter had to be admitted to the hospital after receiving a pretty bad electrical shock from trying to plug my phone charger in. Unfortunately, this happened right in front of me. I didn't realize she knew how to attempt to plug in a charger until it was too late. The correct end of the charger was already plugged in, but the girl attempted to plug the side of the charger meant for the phone into the outlet, resulting in the electric shock. So the phone piece, the piece that goes into the phone, the girl stuck into the electric outlet. The power strip she tried to plug the charger into, one end was already plugged in. She tried to put the phone part of the charger into the outlet. It popped, shot sparks of what looked like flames and black smoke, threw her a few feet across the living room. She was quiet for a few seconds and then started screaming and crying. So the mom rushed her daughter to the emergency room. They found an entrance wound but not an exit wound, which worried them that it might have gotten to her heart, the electric charge. So the girl had to stay overnight so they could monitor the heart. Thankfully, all she has right now is this little dime-sized burn on her right hand, and the girl is okay. Now, the funny thing is the house is baby-proof, with outlet covers, door stoppers, baby gates. But she said, my baby still got hurt from something I stupidly never even considered would be an issue. Needless to say, all power strips will be hidden in spots she cannot get to from now on. So the post has had multiple reactions and shares. But they said, for electrical burns, always remember to first switch off the circuit breaker safety switch before touching your injured child so that you yourself don't become a victim. And then you could, if you become a victim, you can't help a child. Also be prepared to follow DRSABCD, as electrical injuries can cause damage to the heart and other organs, before following remove, cool, cover, and seek, as demonstrated in our first aid for burns video. We'll talk about that later. So according to a July report on electrical injuries, roughly 20% of all electrical injuries in the U.S. occur in children. The incidence is highest in toddlers and adolescents. Yeah, it's crazy. We looked at that boat fire that killed how many people? 30-some people that were scuba diving, and they think it had to do with the charging station. We put ourselves at such risk with this dependency on our electronics. I do too. Right now, I'm in a studio. And in my studio, there are wires everywhere. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? But again, I make it work, and, you know. What is this first aid method of DRSABCD? So, DRABCD stands for D, danger. Always check the danger to you, any bystanders, and the injured or ill person. Make sure you do not put yourself in danger when going to the assistance of a person. Response, R, is a person conscious? Do they respond when you talk to them? Touch their hands or squeeze their shoulder. S, send for help. So call 911 or in Europe, 000. And don't forget to answer questions asked by the operator. Don't go, come over. You know, help me, and then put the phone down. Airway. Is the person's airway clear? Is the person breathing? See, a lot of people go, I don't have time to talk to the 911 operator because I've got to start CPR. Have the phone still on because the operator can walk you through the CPR. Okay? Then, if the person's not responding, if the person's responding, they're conscious, and the airway's clear, you assess them how they can help with any, or you assess their injury. If the person is not responding and they're unconscious, you need to check their airway. You got to open their mouth. You got to look inside. If their mouth is clear, you got to tilt the head gently back. Check for breathing. If you can't tell and you can't feel it on your cheek, sometimes you can put some glasses up to them and see if the glasses fog. If the mouth is not clear, you got to put them on their side, open their mouth, clear the contents, then tilt the head back and check for breathing. So the B for DRSABCD is breathing. You got to check for breathing. Look at the chest movements up and down. Put your ear near the mouth or nose. Feel for breathing. And then CPR for C. And then defibrillator. For unconscious adults who are not breathing, you got to apply an automated external defibrillator, AED, if one is available. This is from Better Health. And, there's a lot of acronyms and things like that. You know, people try to learn the ABCs and... Now there's DRA. I like that because it kind of reminds you to, you know, D, look for danger. You know, somebody that's electrocuted, you can't go get yourself electrocuted too. You're no help. So you need to stop the current, shut off the circuit breaker. But these things happen. And you know what? There's other risks to this, not only health risks. Apparently, there's cyber security risks. They say hackers can use the airport USB port to steal information. How many of us have charged at an airport? I do it all the time. The second I get to the gate, I find an outlet. And there's actual chargers there. There's now USB chargers. Sometimes you have to pay for them, sometimes you don't. And an alert from cybersecurity experts warns travelers that hackers could be targeting them at airports now. Cybersecurity experts say you might want to think twice before you use the USB charging outlets at the airport. Hackers have found a way to use these portals to access everything on your phone. So, I don't know what to do. I like those portable chargers where you could, you know, charge them up at home and then you could plug it into these portable chargers. Thomas Russell of the National Cybersecurity Center said, I was traveling last week, and if I wanted to charge my phone, I wouldn't be able to because it was all used up. They had people waiting for other people to leave, so everyone is using it. One of those people that's using it could themselves be a hacker that's actually inserting something in there. So cybersecurity experts are warning travelers about cyber attacks. And there goes my... Oh, see? All right, there we go. Cyber attacks. That utilize these ports. It's called juice jacking. If hackers have tampered with the port, they can install malware on your device. And if information is able to flow to and from the cable, hackers can take all your personal information. Photos, videos, movies, everything. So everything you store on that device, whether it's your phone or it's your computers, is now stolen. And most people don't know. The information is sold from their device, often sold on the dark web for a profit. So scammers now have leverage against you in the future to ruin your credit, steal your identity, ultimately your hard-earned money. So if you have some naked selfies, people will get them. Yeah, but it's on my phone. I don't understand why you guys trust your phone. Do not post anything naked of you or incriminating. So they, like I said, they could put something, it's called juice hacking. Stick something in the USB port, allowing when you put it in to take your equipment. There's all these weird, like, James Bond type stuff out there now. Just don't underestimate. So the best way to avoid these hackers is not use the USB port at the public charging stations. Plug your cord into a charging block or plug it into the wall. You also may want to invest an extra battery, and you keep it charged for traveling. So it's the USB ports. Now, on the planes, I don't know. Because a lot of planes now have USB ports to help charge, which is, I think, pretty cool. That, though, I don't know, you know. All right, 1-877-DOCDALING, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember I told you there was a Seattle Children's Hospital where children have died from aspergillus mold? Well, now they're being hit with two lawsuits. One lawsuit alleges that the hospital managers have known since at least 2005 that a potentially deadly mold could be related to the facility's air handling system, but failed to remedy the problem. The lawsuit is seeking class action status. Since 2005, they say, the hospital has engaged in a cover-up designed to reassure its patients, doctors, nurses, and public that its premises were safe when the fact it was not. This action is really targeted against management, building and engineering department at Seattle Children's. It's about a systemic cover-up that lasted now for almost 19 years. Seattle Children's released a statement to Como News saying we are incredibly sorry for the hurt experienced by these families and regret that recent developments have caused additional grief. Out of respect for privacy, we do not intend to share details about our patients or comment on specific cases or legal action. So, hospital representatives have previously said that 7 mold infections and 5 deaths occurred between 2001 and 2014. They thought these were isolated incidents. See, as soon as you have one of these cases, you need to inspect, you need to act, you need to prevent. 1-877-DOCDALING, don't go away.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.